Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Perkowski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harry Perkowski. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kennedy, and towards Rigney, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive towards first. Lockman catches it and steps on first to double up Adams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball four. Thompson moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Westrum moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is walked intentionally. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields the ball and throws to Kennedy covering. safe. Andy Semenuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Hatton moves to second. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to third for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Borkowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Perkowski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive to center field. Thompson throws towards Rigney. Rigney fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rigney. Perkowski scores. Borkowski goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Kennedy drops the ball. George Spencer now pitching. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Elliott. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Kluszewski scores. Hatton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Reds. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkowski hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatton scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Reds. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borkowski hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Borkowski reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Reds. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sal Ivar's now catching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. Semenik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing right field. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Elliott hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perkowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Perkowski reaches second base with a double. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Borkowski hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Borkowski who is chasing the ball. Hoffman reaches third base with a triple. Mueller goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Reds. Al Dark pinch hits for George Spencer. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Reds. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Gregg now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Westlake moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-3 in the game. Semenuk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Westlake scores. Adcock moves to third. It's 8-2, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Semenuk moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Giants 2. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Perkowski hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Borkowski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller, who is chasing the ball. Borkowski reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-2, Reds. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Greg covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivars hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hoffman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.